This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 11th, 2009, Gillette Stadium. Andy Hart here, alongside Paul Perillo. Before we start, Paul, I did want to say it is the 8th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the World Trade Center and obviously the flight in Pennsylvania and the Pentagon. I did want to acknowledge our servicemen. We do have a lot of listeners to the podcast and PFW in progress around the world at various air bases and different military bases throughout the world. I want to, in all seriousness, we joke about on PFW Progress, thank you for your service, especially
without question, Andy, well said.
Day of memory. I know a lot of different radio stations, TV stations, New York City, a lot of tributes this morning. It's an important day in American history, I think.
It's also the 9th birthday for my nephew, Tyler.
Yeah, see, I'm glad I don't have any direct ties like that. That makes it a little awkward.
Yeah, it does, but...
The day our country lost its innocence, I think.
Well, we were
naive for a long time.
I think it lost it long before that, but certainly it was.
See, I think we thought
very,
we were protected in these
dark,
little borders of ours.
Day.
But we still have the right to care about football and make things like football seem more important than they are. And that's what we're going to do right now, Paul Perillo.
Yeah, we can flick the switch.
With a roster report, we go from serious to the not so serious. I'm going to go in order. A lot of transactions this week. I'm going to go through them, then we'll recap them and comment on them later. First and foremost, September 5th. Very busy day. Cutdowns, trades galore, a lot happening. So I will start. The Patriots were involved in two trades. They acquired tight end Michael Matthews from the New York Giants for an undisclosed pick. And they traded
reportedly a 2011 undisclosed pick.
Yes. They traded away David Thomas to the New Orleans Saints for an undisclosed pick. Would you like to disclose it?
Reportedly a 2011 seventh round pick.
Okay. Matthews, 6'4", 270. Former rookie free agent with the Giants, 32 games played, 10 starts, a blocking tight end. Big guy. Clearly he discussed that as his role this week. So we'll go on from there. And then the team also announced its 10 players were released to get down to the cuts. Titus Adams, remember that name for a future release I will talk about momentarily. Wesley Britt, Hernandez Jones, Paris Lennon, Jamar Love, Terrence Nunn, remember that name, PFW favorite. Ryan O'Callaghan, Darryl Richard, remember that name. Alex Smith, who has since signed with the Philadelphia Eagles, and old friend Ray Ventrone, did not make the cut. And the Patriots also placed three players on injured reserve. George Bussey, the rookie. Sean Crable, second year in a row, he ends on injured reserve and does nothing. And Chris Taylor, a running back who joined the team during training camp. The following day, September 6th, Paul Perillo, big news in Patriots Nation, a stunner. Patriots traded Richard Seymour to the Oakland Raiders in exchange for the Raiders' 2011 first-round draft choice. And I would like to read the quote in the release from Bill Belichick that I think is interesting. Quote, from nearly the day he arrived in 2001, Richard Seymour established himself as one of our premier players for nearly a decade, Belichick said. His presence has been felt as a force on the field, a respected man off it, and a multi-year champion. Any transaction we make is with the goal of what is best for our team, and as difficult as it is to part ways with a player of Richard's stature, many factors were taken into account when we considered this trade. As an organization, we feel the trade with Oakland brings sufficient value and is in the long-term interest of the club. We are extremely grateful for the huge impact Richard's elite level of performance had on our success, and we wish him the very best during the rest of his career. So that was September 6th, Paul. That same day, the team acquired guard, veteran, former Pittsburgh Steeler, Kendall Simmons. Looks a lot like Shaquille O'Neal, as you've discussed with Mr. Simmons. 6'3", 315. Spent the last 7 years in Pittsburgh. Started 16 games in 2002-03. But last year, missed most of the season with Achilles injury, is now healthy, and gives what I would say is good veteran depth to the line moving forward. Signed a multi-year deal with
the team.
Got a little signing bonus, so as you deal with Logan Mankins and Stephen Neal in free agency potentially, Kendall Simmons gives you some depth there. September 7th, the Patriots claimed defensive back Brett Lockett off of waivers from the Cleveland Browns, and to make room for Lockett, Greg Lewis was sent packing, so he will not have those 50 catches I've been talking about for portions of the offseason. Although he may, but they'll come in the uniform of the Minnesota Vikings because he found a new home in Minnesota. And then September 7th, I will announce quickly the practice squad. The Patriots signed Titus Adams, tackle Patrick Brown, defensive tackle Adrian Grady, wide receiver Terrence Nunn, defensive lineman Darrell Richard, quarterback Isaiah Stanbeck, cornerback D'Angelo Williams to the practice squad. Whew. And then yesterday, Paul, they announced the team captains.
They also added another.
Yeah, Agnone.
Robbie Agnone, a tight end. That's the eighth and final member of the practice squad.
And then the captains were announced yesterday for the 2009 season. Tom Brady, no surprise. Randy Moss, no surprise. Second year in a row for him. Defense, Gerard Mayo, the second-year player, first-time captain. Vince Wilfork for the second year in a row. Maybe a little surprise. And Sam Aiken taking over the Larry Izzo honorary captain's role, special teams.
A lot of transactions.
A lot going on, Paul, but obviously the big story of the week. Richard Seymour was traded, still, as of what we know Friday afternoon, not yet reported to the Raiders. So that kept that story kind of as a topic all week long, both in Foxborough, in the Bay Area, and in league circles. And the latest was the Raiders had signed and sealed the five-day letter, so-called, that they were going to send to Seymour, which would force him to either show up or potentially be placed on a reserve did-not-report list for the whole season.
Right.
Latest is Paul Perillo had not been delivered.
Yeah, originally, I guess, Adam Schefter reported that it was sent. Now, this morning, he is saying it hasn't actually been sent yet, but there's intentions to do so. So, bottom line here is it doesn't go into play until Seymour receives it. That's when the window for the 5 days starts. I'm going to guess that at some point soon, Richard Seymour is either going to have to decide, I'm going to retire, or he's going to have to report. I really don't see he doesn't have the leverage that you normally have with this five-day letter hanging over his head. So I'm not exactly sure how the end game goes in a positive way for Seymour. I think he's really got to show up and bite the bullet for a year.
And everybody seems to assume that by sending him the letter, the Raiders are acknowledging that he's, quote-unquote, their problem, that he's a Raider.
That's certainly what Adam Schefter alluded to last night.
And the 2011 pick is a New England Patriots pick that will be made. You know, Patriots fans are hoping somewhere in the top 10 of the draft because there were, you know, we were part of it, discussions early in the week. Could this trade fall apart? Could Seymour come back to New England if he doesn't show up? If he doesn't show up, is that considered a failed physical? Does that in any way void the deal? But based on all reports as of, you know, the last 24 hours, he's, as Bill Belichick said, he's not our property anymore. He's a Raiders problem.
Yeah, and the question now, I think, the only question really that remains for Patriots and for us and for Patriots fans is
what's about left, your defense?
What's left on your Patriots roster? I mean, this is a roster report podcast, and it's the Patriots roster report podcast. So I got to think, Andy, you have a number of guys that are in line to fill the void. I mean, I don't think that you can ask Myron Pryor or Ron Brace or Jarvis Green or Mike Wright to go out there and do what Richard Seymour has done for the last seven years now, right? Mm-hmm. I just don't think that's all that realistic to expect, one guy to fill his shoes. Yeah, he may have dropped off a little bit in the production department the last couple of years as he's had some injury concerns, but he's still a very valuable player.
And that was a little bit overblown since he tied a career high with 8 sacks last year.
Yeah, still a very valuable player and a very versatile player, one that Belichick has used in 3-4s and 4-3s, inside, outside, third downs, first downs. Goal line fullback, tragically, really, because I think that's where all his injury problems started. That's where he blew out his knee in 05. And I don't really think he's been the same guy since. So I think it's going to be a number of guys. Andy, you've even talked a lot about this summer. The big 4-3, the little 4-3, some of the, you know, in terms of size, Derek Burgess, Tully Bantakame. What are some of the guys that you like, and maybe that you – some of the different things you think the Patriots might be able to do with Seymour gone?
I think they're going to have to do a lot of different things. I agree with you. There's no one or even two people that are going to fill Richard Seymour's shoes and his spot. And regardless of 3-4, 4-3, I mean, we've seen tastes of it with the Mike Wright, Jarvis Green in the past. Maybe Wright's a little better on running downs. Maybe Green's a little better on passing downs. But I think the biggest question is not just how do you fill Seymour's void, but the defense as a whole. What can you hope to be on defense? Because before Seymour was traded, we were talking about how many different people it's going to take to fill the void of Mike Vrabel. of the outside linebacker spot? Are they going to have to go 4-3?
Bill answered that question exactly like that. You asked it.
Well, now you have
said it.
Multiple people trying to fill the edge void, whether it's Guyton, Woods, Burgess, Bantikane. Now multiple people trying to fill the Seymour void. Maybe to some degree some people trying to fill the Teddy Bruschi void in terms of at least leadership and communications. Up front, which we thought for a while would be a strength of the defense, the three first-round picks, this just, to me, adds a major question mark to the entirety of the defense.
Yeah, they took one of the few answers, I think, that they had on defense, and they eliminated it and created a question.
Yes.
Now, the bigger question will be moving forward, how big of a question is it going to be? What does it turn out to be in terms of one loss record? How much does it affect it? I think the Patriots defense is going to have a transition. I think it's going to struggle a little bit. We've both agreed on this all summer long. Probably early in the year, they're going to give up some points and not look maybe Patriot-like defensively. The hope would be that they get it, quote-unquote, at some point and start to get better and get into that late November, December dominance that we come to expect under Bill Belichick. There's a lot of questions there, though. I mean,
there's a lot of questions, but there's a lot of answers.
You have now questions on the defensive line, question at linebacker, and question in the secondary. Probably not the ideal way to go in. Fortunately, you have a pretty good offense that's probably going to bail you out of a lot of those
questions. And a pretty good defensive coach named Bill Belichick. And I do think there are a lot of answers. Now, if enough of them can be the right answer, which is Bantikane, Burgess, Green, and Mike Wright, can they fill the void on the defensive line, the edge there? Guyton, Mayo, Thomas, can they step up at linebacker? In the secondary, we know about all the new pieces. I think there are plenty of answers. The hope is just that enough of those answers are the right answer for this defense to be successful. And as you said, it only has to be so successful as long as the offense is putting up 28, 35, 40 points a game.
We saw the season opener last night between Pittsburgh and Tennessee where those two defenses were getting after it. Mm-hmm. A 13-10 overtime game. I don't think the Patriots are going to have too many non-weather-related 13-10 games this year. Can we agree on that?
I agree, Paul Perillo.
All right.
But we will find out soon enough. The Monday Night Football trailer is literally parked right outside our radio studio. This is the final off-season roster report here on Patriots.com. Just a couple days away, we have Patriots, Bills, Terrell Owens bringing his spy camera here to Gillette Stadium, as he said in a Wednesday conference call. Tom Brady is back. The Bills could be one of the worst teams in football, but who knows, on opening night, anything can happen. And whatever happens over the next week, you will hear it here on Patriots.com, PFW in Progress, the roster reports, the podcasts, the written updates. And next Friday, we'll be back to update you with any moves and hopefully the final outcome of the Richard Seymour trade to the Oakland Raiders. For Paul Perillo, Andy Hart, peace out.
For downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.